SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although it just started today, President Trump's Project Freedom is already having an impact. The goal is to get shipping moving again through the Strait of Hormuz. And the U.S. military has already escorted two U.S.-flagged merchant ships out of the strait. Iran claims to have hit one of the vessels with a missile, but that's something U.S. Central Command says is not true.
President Trump says the project aims to assist neutral and innocent countries affected by the Iran war. Iran has rejected it. The president also says ongoing discussions with Iran could lead to positive outcomes. A cargo ship near the strait was attacked by a small craft early Sunday, that according to British military. Iran denies the attack, saying a ship was stopped for a documents check.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. At least 12 people injured. A shooting last night happened at a party in Edmond, Oklahoma. So far, no arrests. An investigation answers a key question about the White House correspondents' dinner attack.
Authorities have determined that buckshot from the gun of the man charged with trying to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner in an attempt to kill President Trump struck a Secret Service agent. That word comes from the federal prosecutor overseeing the investigation. Last week, Jeanine Pirro said there was no evidence the agent was hit by friendly fire during the incident at the Washington Hotel on April 25th. But the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia went beyond that, saying a shot from Cole Allen's weapons hit the officer's bullet-resistant vest. That officer survived. Allen was injured during the attack, but was not shot. I'm Julie Walker.
We don't know why he's hospitalized, but Rudy Giuliani is in critical but stable condition in a Florida hospital. This is SRN News. The world is divided between Catholics and Protestants.
The Pew Research Center has been mapping the two belief systems, and it concludes that Catholicism is strongest in Latin America, while Africa is largely Protestant. Europe is divided about evenly, with more Catholics in the East and more Protestants in the West. Asian nations tend to skew more Catholic, while the Protestants are the majority in the U.S. and in Canada. Overall, more people are quitting the Catholic Church and joining Protestant ones. Michael Harrington reporting.
The National Day of Prayer takes place this Thursday, May 7th. This year's theme is one of evangelism. The selected verse is 1 Chronicles 16:24. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. National Day of Prayer Task Force President Kathy Brenzel says in 2026 our theme is inspired by a passionate prayer of thanksgiving prayed by King David after bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem after being separated 70 years earlier. This is SRN News. Other states may follow Louisiana, which is now delaying House primaries after the Supreme Court's redistricting ruling. SCOTUS finding the state unlawfully used race when it created a second majority black congressional district, limiting a key element of the Voting Rights Act. Correspondent Laura Winters with reaction from House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is from Louisiana.
Look, the Supreme Court said that in Louisiana's case, it was blatantly unconstitutional. And I think that principle applies probably in other states as well.
House Speaker Mike Johnson encouraging other Republican governors to look into canceling congressional primaries in light of the Supreme Court ruling involving Louisiana. He tells reporters on Capitol Hill.
And I assume that those governors and legislatures are looking at that closely. We want constitutional maps. And I think also states who have unconstitutional maps should look at that very carefully, and I think they should do it before the midterm.
Laura Winters reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 122 points. More details, SRNNews.com.